Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Navkar Corporation Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lisa. Good morning and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Navkar Corporation Limited. From the management, we are happy to have with us here today Mr. Anish Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nitin Sharma, General Manager, Finance, Ankit Thakker, Senior Manager, Deepa Nihani, Company Secretary, and Antima Surana. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Anish Maheshwari for their opening comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. I'd like to give insights on the results of the current quarter after the changes involved in the financials of the company after slump sale of Tumb ICT business. Here, I am highlighting the detail about the continuous operations of the company, followed by glimpse of the turnover and profits of the discontinued business for the quarter. Looking at the figures of results presented, I'd like to mention that despite the seasonal impact on the business of company, the profitability of current quarter has shown growth on account of normal business environment with some stability after the Ukraine-Russia war in the beginning of 2022. The priority of company is to improve the profitability in line with the natural growth of business volumes in current units of the company. The elements of the revenue of company during the quarter are as follows. In case of CFS-PFT, volume of exports container handled stand as 24,412 TEUs from 33,811 TEUs on the QoQ basis, which is a rise by 27.8%, and from 18,980 TEUs on a YoY basis, the same is now up by 28.6%. Volume of imports container handled declined slightly by 10.6% from 29,590 TEUs to 26,461 TEUs on a QoQ basis, and from 29,297 TEUs on a YoY basis. The same is now down by 10% approximately. Company to aggregate turnover of CFS-PFT, the same is down by 8.7% from 79.4 crore to 72.75 crore. About the domestic turnover this quarter is only 2.26 crore. In case of CFS-PFT, the number of trains handled in this quarter is 197, and this quarter comparing to last quarter, 245. In case of ICD-PFT, which is discontinued operation now, volume of import container handled is down by 7.7% from 36,907 TEUs to 33,576 TEUs on a QoQ basis, and from 26,434 TEUs on a YoY basis, it's shown a 27% rise. Volume of exports container handled is down by 4.6%, 16,335 TEUs to 15,580 TEUs on a QoQ basis, and 19,613 TEUs on a YoY basis. There is a decline by 20% approximately. Now coming to the exim turnover of the ICD-PFT, the same rose slightly from 97.14 crores to 98.03 crores. Talking about domestic turnover of ICD-PFT, the same is down by 12.4% from 46.6 crore to 39.96 crore. The domestic turnover would stay with the company even after slump sale. Further, the downfall in domestic turnover in current quarter is because of the reduction in exports of steel due to imposed of 15% duty on the same. The same reason behind that too, domestic turnover is impacted. In case of ICD-PFT, the number of trains stand at 783 in comparison to same figure in preceding quarter. Now coming on the profit figures for the quarter two, 2022-23. Operating profit of the continuous business for this quarter stands at 41.55 crores compared to 46.62 crores, which is fall by 10.8%. But when the compare the same with Tenor, the operating margins are current quarter is 38% in comparison to 36% in last quarter. Comparing the year figure, the same was 36.5 crores, from which there is a rise of 13.9%. EBITDA margin is current quarter stands at 29.5 crores in comparison to 29.13 crores in precedings one, which is the at par situation. Comparing year to year figure, the same was 23.02 crores, from which there is a rise by 28.16 crores. Profit before tax of current quarter is 18.5 crores in comparison to 18.12 crores on a QOQ basis, which is at par from that 10.71 crores on a YOY basis. The same is up by 73%. Now coming on the figure of profit after tax of the company, the same stands at 11.1 crores in quarter in comparison of 12.91 crores for the last quarter. Here I want to add that the net profit margin 10.17 compared to 9.98 is in last quarter. Further, the net profit YOY basis was 6.88 crores. So from there, it is an increase by 61%. And the performance in current quarter stands at par with the last quarter with reference to the turnover levels of the company. Now, I would like to discuss on the discontinued operation, where on a revenue was 109.6 crores, the operating profit stands 33.25 crores, the EBITDA margin stands at 44.98 crores, the profit before tax stands 33.9 crores and net profit stands at 11.9 crores. Here I like to include that the profit before tax also include gain of rupees 24.66 crores on the slump sale with tax of 24.03 crores as per the income tax act on the same. Further, in the term of operations, the tax impact is negative by around 2.07 crores due to the fact of the company's avid ATIA benefit, resulting in the nil tax, and remaining impact is due to reversal of deferred tax in relation to asset of the undertaking sold. I would like to focus on some light upon the fulfillment of objective company from slum sale. As presented earlier, the primary objective for the slum sale proceeds was pay off the existing debt of the company in comparison to total loan of books 589 crores on the 1st July 2022. The sale stands at the book of company 30th September 403 crores. Till today, the total loan stands only on 6 crores. This is all numbers towards the secured loan. We are saving the payoff sum also as soon as possible. So now almost company got debt free with this repayment of the secured loan. This would impact the reduce of finance cost and improve the profitability of great extent. Coming to the area of new project development of continued at Morbi, the current completion stage of aforesaid project at around 80%, and the management is complementing contemplating to complete the terms of LOI by the timeline and make the ICD operations by at the time. The purpose of new ICD is have better connectivity and network to serve the customers better in the domestic as well as the exim market towards the Saurashtra region. Management is in the opinion of to facility will the acquire new customers and increase the profitability to the company. The company hopes to start operations lately in the third quarter of 22-23. After analysis of the above point, I here would like to state that company's performance in growth revenues was quite better in this position. Looking at this, company hopes to sustain the operational and the actual profitability Q1Q. Now I would like to open the floor for Q&A sessions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Basically, if you look at the volume, particularly on the NPT or continued operation, we are seeing a bit amount of impact, particularly on export side. Are we seeing that overall economy or import export itself at the port is taking heat, or how we are seeing a competitive environment and outlook on volumes at the JNPT, sir?
So basically, if you'll ask me about the JNPT operations, we have seen overall there is a dip in the exim volumes due to certain government policies also. Like last quarter, you see that export duty on the steel was 15% rises. So with the sudden changes, that kind of things will impact definitely the exports of India. In overall view, if you ask, then I can see that impact will be for the couple of quarters maybe. But after that, it will be in a normal shape again.
Okay. Because if you look at the quarterly run rate, now we have come down to almost like a 50,000-51,000 TEU, while we were at least doing close to 60 in good time. So can we see a bounce back to that extent, or
So basically, we hope that in last quarter, as I told you, domestic operations are getting very impacted due to the export duty on steel. The same time, if you ask me about the exim volumes also, the impact will be for next couple of quarters probably. But if you will see year-on-year comparison, there is a positive, very huge positive in the both sides, CFS as well as the ICD side, both sides. So that will remain continue. And then again, we will be on the same path after certain, when the Morbi will open. And from there also, we will be getting the domestic as well as the exim operations benefit towards the Mumbai region. Because there is a cross-selling, again, we discussed in past quarters too. Once our operations towards domestic will start over there at a Morbi, then it will be getting positive here on the Mumbai side too. So that will be all plus business for the existing business.
Got it. And if you look at domestic business, what we were doing at Vapi, that will remain at with us. And we were also supposed to give this logistic services for the Tunga ICD with our trailers and all that. But I guess we have also sold up the trailers and the transportation vehicles at Tunga. How that now business basically at Vapi related area will remain us, and how which business will go to Adani? Can you explain that a bit?
So basically, we will remain continue with only the business towards that domestic operations which we did in past in that region, correct? Other than that, entire business will be shifted to the Adani only, because when we start operations for them, there is a mock-up of 20-25% of profit towards that, and they are unable to handle without trailers. So they just come to us and we discussed further on it, and they just took the trailers with their own position to do the better operations. So in that trailer operations, we just handed over to them and we just give a position to them too. So in this quarter, which we were proposing at that time, they will be earn around 8 to 10 crore rupees with that operations for next 8 months. So the same profit we took in our existing trailers also. Like we were having a book value of those trailers around 120 crores and we sold it out at 135 crores. So it will not giving me much impact on the profitability for this year too. But in this quarter, we'll be adding that profit, because that D was done in October itself. So over and all, if you will see, it was discounted profit with that deal itself. So yearly, last we proposed that in with that operations, we'll be on around 10 to 15 crores in next 8 months, which was already been taken from that with that deal.
Got it. And when we say that domestic business, so it is around like a 40 crore quarterly, what kind of a growth we'll see in that business, and what are the catchment area typically we are catering for this domestic side of the business?
Actually, with that business, till now we were having only that Udna Steel ArcelorMittal as a client. Now we are thinking more about the cement, steel, heavy commodities only. So in that, we will do that kind of operations for coal, cement, steel, and further heavy commodities like project cargoes and all. So that we will searching out. Our entire team is behind it. Now our entire team is going towards the different locations like Delhi, Pune, Hyderabad, down the line if you see in a north side Surat, and we are more focusing for with that station if you see for the domestic operations itself, because we are bound to the non-compete agreement for the exim operations towards the 100 kilometers of range. So with that locations, we are not searching much business in the exim side, but definitely we are hoping that we will add more commodities over there in that next couple of quarters, other than steel also.
Mm-hmm. And for this Morbi, what kind of rake addition will require and what are the plans there?
So right now we have 3 racks with us and Morbi project almost 80% is completed. So we'll definitely added, we have already placed order of 7 racks in past, which we'll be using for Morbi as well as our domestic operations.
Got it. Yeah.
So we were planning earlier, we will have to take around 16 racks, which now stop. We'll be only took 10 racks over and all. So 7 which was already been placed order towards the rack agencies, which we'll take in next 3 to 6 months. Once the Morbi operations will be start, then that will be coming. And one more thing which I just wanted to add over here, we are more focusing on the cement business, where we would like to place 3 or 4 stacks of rock container or the specialized container for the cement operations in couple of quarters. So that also in planning.
So cement will be mostly domestic movement, or are we looking?
Mostly will be for the domestic movement only. We are not going to doing any kind of exim volumes for the same.
And the cement is with this flexi bags or like a typical small bags? Because I think what we heard is that Concor and all that, he's trying with this flexi bag. Bulk cement movement through container. So are we also trying something?
We are also planning for the same itself. We are discussing further rounds with so many cement vendors, and we were having a thought behind it. Like once that container, which will be the specialized container for the bulk movement of cement, then we will be definitely a game changer for the domestic for the market.
Got it. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Sir, we have received a good amount of money to our sale to Adani Logistics. And with that of money, last con call, you have touched upon a point that dividend payout can be possible. So is there any possibility of dividend during this next coming quarters or this year itself?
So basically, we are just wanted to be clearing that debt book in this quarter itself, this month I can say. Then after we'll be evaluating it and come back to the market. We are definitely planning something. It might be in level of dividend, or it might be a clipping or whatever may be. But company and promoters are definitely thinking on it. Once our debt will be you know, completely paid, secured and secured, and after that, whatever cash company will be having will definitely come up with the market and tell that what we are going with that cash.
Sir, my second concern is that, you know, our market cap of our company is still at a very low price compared to the IPO which you have gone public long back. So considering the value which the company...
Voice is not properly audible.
Yeah. Considering the value in the company and the financial strength of the company, so can you go for any type of buyback or like that, so that at least the investors will get some confidence?
So definitely, we are open for thinking of those things, correct? Like, once you would like to be evaluate how it will be give the value to the shareholders, that we are definitely thinking on it. It might be in any form. but our discussion is going on internally. Anything, buyback, tripping, dividend, whatever may be, but it will be definitely create the value for the shareholders that we are thinking on.
And I can thank you very much for your reassurance. Thank you. All the
thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. A reminder to the participants in the conference, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Thakkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. मेरा एक question है कि अभी account में कितना cash है और कितना आने वाला है और आपका 3 साल में नवकार corporation को आप कहाँ देख रहे हैं आपका vision क्या है नवकार corporation का? Thank you.
Basically, sir, अभी company के पास में almost 200 crore plus का cash है right now. After
right.
Paying all the debt. और उसके बाद नया जो ऐड होने वाला है वो लगभग 75 टू 80 करोड़ और आने वाला है मतलब इन टोटलिटी 125 आना है बट उसमें से कुछ जीएसटी चला जाएगा और कुछ हो सकता है कि डेटर्स का रियलाइजेशन कम ज्यादा हो बट ऑल एंड ऑल इट विल बी ऑन अ पीक 280 करोड़ के लगभग कंपनी के पास रहेगा उसमें से कुछ हमारा पोर्शन जो मोरबी और प्लस जो रेलवे का पेमेंट करना है इट माइट बी इन अ रेंज ऑफ 100 करोड़ के लगभग का वो सारा पेमेंट आएगा तो कंपनी के पास एट द एंड 175 टू 200 करोड़ के लगभग का कैश रहेगा ये तो एक प्रीपोजिशन सेकेंडली दैट यू आस्क मी कि फॉर नेक्स्ट 3 इयर्स व्हाट विल बी द प्लान फॉर कंपनी तो नेक्स्ट 3 इयर्स आर प्लानिंग टूवर्ड्स पहला स्टेप हमारा ये है कि अब नाउ विल बी कमिंग अप विद मोरबी वेरी फास्ट एज सून एज पॉसिबल वी आर कंप्लीटिंग दैट प्रोजेक्ट Secondly, we are looking at certain avenues where we can be start small ICT or a exim or a domestic operations using the existing facilities of certain parties or either we can make another small ICTs over there in a state-wise regions like we are thinking of Pune, we are thinking of Surat, we are thinking further down the line. So, us tarike se do teen aur chota chota ICT hum log bana sakte hain. Ye is tarike ka plan hamare dimag mein chal raha hai. या फिर हम लोग डोमेस्टिक ऑपरेशंस को बिना कोई आईसीडी खोले बिना कुछ किए किसी के साथ ज्वाइन वेंचर कर सकते हैं क्या या कॉनकॉर का कोई फैसिलिटी यूज करके डोमेस्टिक्स में और इस बिजनेस को विदाउट मेकिंग एनी फर्दर एसेट लाइट एसेट के साथ में और किस तरीके का बिजनेस हम कर सकते हैं वो प्लानिंग कर रहे हैं वेयरहाउसिंग में हम कुछ कुछ प्लानिंग कर रहे हैं उसके अलावा एग्जिस्टिंग ऑपरेशन में और कौन से हम लोग कमोडिटीज में काम कर सकते हैं जैसे अभी हम स्टील कर रहे हैं डोमेस्टिक में वैसे हैवी कमोडिटीज में और किसमें काम कर सकते हैं कोल में कर सकते हैं क्या सीमेंट में कर सकते हैं क्या कुछ छोटा मोटा इन्वेस्टमेंट करके विद यूजिंग आर फैसिलिटीज लाइक हमारे पास बॉम्बे में भी 3 CFS है मोरबी में एक और हो जाएगा हमारी फैसिलिटीज को पूरा यूटिलाइज करके उसका बेनिफिट हम लोग और कैसे निकाल सकते हैं क्योंकि ये अब जो प्रॉफिट है विच विल रिमेन कंटिन्यू जो चल रहा है वो चलते रहेगा इसमें 2-5% का प्लस या माइनस हो सकता है कोई लेवल पर 15% का प्रॉफिट बढ़ सकता है तो अब जो टीम भी फ्री हो गया है मोरबी का ऑपरेशन के लिए और फर्दर तो वो उस तरीके का एक्सपांशन हम लोग सोच रहे हैं इसके अलावा हम लोग रेलवे साइड में मेजर फोकस कर रहे हैं बिकॉज आफ्टर DFCC रेलवे का जो कनेक्टिविटी है हम उसको कैसे बेनिफिट ले सकते हैं तो उसमें हम लोग और क्या डोमेस्टिक में कर सकते हैं उसके ऊपर हमारा ध्यान जा रहा है तो उसमें हम पार्टीज को मिल रहे हैं जैसे सीमेंट में मैंने आपको बोला तो सीमेंट में हम लोग लगभग लगभग सारी बड़े वेंडर्स को मिल चुके हैं जैसे श्री सीमेंट हो गया राठी हो गया अंबुजा हो गया इस तरीके के जितने बड़े सीमेंट वेंडर्स हैं उनसे मिलकर हम लोग उनका प्रपोजल समझ रहे हैं कि डोमेस्टिक में उनका काम कितना है और किस टाइप पर हम लोग उनको बेनिफिट दे सकते हैं स्टील हमारे पास ऑलरेडी है वैसे ही सीमेंट अगर एक और कमोडिटी आ जाता है तो विल बी डबलिंग द बिजनेस टुवर्ड्स हैवी कमोडिटीज इन कपल ऑफ ईयर्स. तो ये थॉट अभी चल रहा है हमारे दिमाग में.
सर आप 3 साल का कोई गाइडेंस ले सकते हैं टॉप लाइन में और बॉटम लाइन में?
सर हमारा 3 साल का गाइडेंस अगर आप समझना चाहते हो तो मोटा मोटी ये दे सकता हूँ कि जो बिजनेस हम लोगों ने वापी का जो बिजनेस हमने खोया है उतना बिजनेस अगले 2-2.5 साल में 3 साल में वापस हम लोग बढ़ा लेंगे. ये आप ब्रॉडर लाइन पकड़ सकते हैं. तो टुडे जो एबिटा आज हमारा वापी हो गया होता था अदर देन अदर ऑब्जेक्टिव मतलब बाकी का छोड़ दीजिए मुरबी और जो नया बिजनेस है वो वापी को अगले 2-2.5 साल में वापस हम लोगों को कंपनसेट कर देगा. ये हमारा प्राइमरी प्लानिंग है.
सर आप नंबर्स में कुछ रेवेन्यू बता सकते हैं टारगेट
नंबर अभी दे दीजिए. पर क्वार्टर में अभी मेरा पर क्वार्टर में समझ लीजिए 250 करोड़ का 220 करोड़ 25 करोड़ का मेरा टॉप लाइन इंक्लूडिंग वापी आता था करेक्ट. वो 50% डाउन होने की वजह से 110 हो गया. तो इतना का इतना बिजनेस मतलब 250 मतलब साल का 1000 करोड़ रुपए का बिजनेस वापस हम लोग प्लान कर.
तो हर साल 20% रेवेन्यू और 20% प्रॉफिट एक्सपेक्ट करें सर?
कर सकते हैं सर.
राइट सर थैंक यू सर.
बिकॉज फ्रॉम हियर मोरबी विल डेफिनेटली एडिंग बॉम्बे का बिजनेस तो रहेगा ही रहेगा मोरबी का हमको ऐड करना ही करना है.
और सर आप पीएलआई स्कीम का क्या बेनिफिट लेना चाहते हैं?
किस चीज का
पीएलआई स्कीम जो लॉजिस्टिक के लिए है?
अभी तक उसमें मतलब इफ यू आस्क मी दैट विल रिमेन अभी तक हम लोगों को ऐसा कुछ उसमें हमारे एस्पेक्ट से अगर आप देखोगे तो दो बेनिफिट्स आर वी ऑलरेडी हम लोग इसमें ऑलरेडी जब हम लोग गति शक्ति में गए थे तो वो बेनिफिट हमारे पास ऑलरेडी आए हुए.
अभी तक उसके बारे में कुछ ज्यादा जानकारी आपको नहीं है क्या पीएलआई के बारे में? लॉजिस्टिक
हमने पूरा वो बेनिफिट हम लोग ऑलरेडी ले रहे हैं मतलब जैसे पीएफटी का बेनिफिट हमको मिलना चाहिए वो हमको ऑलरेडी मिल रहा है. लॉजिस्टिक्स में जो हमको बेनिफिट मिलने चाहिए वो मिल रहा है. रेलवे के जो बेनिफिट हम लोगों को आफ्टर गति शक्ति मिलने चाहिए वो हम लोग ऑलरेडी ले ही रहे.
ओके थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. The next question is from the line of Nitin Varnekar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
sir. I'm audible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me to speak. My question was that has you previously spoke about that just transaction with Adani and your 50% revenue will be lost, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I know the, what was the major motive behind the selling that unit?
Major motive, if you'll ask me, there was practically...
Because one point you were telling that it was contributed 50% of your revenue top line.
Correct.
Yeah, and your company has done a transaction with Adani and sold the unit with the of business as well. What was the major when you this one reason for selling it?
So in single liner, if I ask, I can tell you that we just evaluate that opportunity, and we got concluded at that time with the management discussion that if we going to sell that unit today with that kind of a business depreciation or with that kind of EBITDA or a profit margins, what we'll have to take that decision. We got that understand. In next 5 or 7 years, we will be getting that benefit of that profits which we'll be making by that unit.
Okay.
So we'll discount that, and after that we'll evaluate why we are going to the debt repayment of the same or the profitability of that business. Then debt repayment was very competitive thing, and in that particular discussion, so we just take that decision. We'll sold that unit, do the debt repayment of entire unit, the entire company, and we make because Morbi was in our hand. So we just evaluate in the Morbi business and the profitability of Morbi in next 2 or 3 years, the WAPI will be replaced the same, then it will be the wise decision to take that call to debt repayment. We absolutely get that answer from the entire team was the same. That will be the best idea right now. It will be making that debt free of the company and then come up with the Morbi idea.
Yeah, and as I saw your current financial statement, I think 69 crores are still pending debt, right?
With?
In your balance sheet.
69 crore of what?
Debt.
Debt in balance sheet, it was a 69 crore. Right now, it's only 24-25 crores. Rest of the payments also work.
Okay. And is your company planning to pay dividends to investors? Because in many days, your management has not done.
So that question was in past also. We are first repaying the debt in this month.
Okay.
Will be come up with thought. What will be going to do to add the shareholder values, which will definitely give the shareholders itself in any of the form. It might be dividend, ripping, or the adding values for the profitability. So that is the point. We'll be evaluating the same and get back to the market again.
Yeah. Okay. And any new business is Navkar Corporation entering in logistics, same segment?
So we are evaluating so many avenues to entering to the new businesses, but our core target and core idea should be the asset light products. How we will use our facilities, which we have three facilities over there in Mumbai, one is in Morbi. So once we'll be all four operational, how we'll be making profits, adding profits towards the same asset without adding any further heavy assets. That is our core planning.
Okay. Okay. And one last question. Can I know the what are the who are the your top clients?
So if you'll ask me in industry, top 10 shippers or top 10 clients, whoever the India, we all are my client.
Okay.
One thing we add over here,
yes,
we are not having any kind of plan to make again company with a debt. That is for sure. That is very clear. In next couple of years, 2-3 years down the line, we are not having any kind of a such plan, or we just wanted to be take use that money plus our cash surplus, which will be adding to the company for our new upcoming projects or the business expansion. We are not going to take any further debt. That is for sure.
Okay. And I think, have you told that after repayment of all the this one, you will be in the cash with the 180 crores, right, nearly?
Yeah, 175, 180 crores.
And can we expect the next 2 years to come up with the same revenue?
Yeah, that was I told. After Morbi, we can expect that around 2 or 3 years down the line. 3 years, you can take the horizon, it'll be in the same line of business.
Okay. Thanks a lot for giving me the opportunity to ask your queries. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi for his closing comments.
Hello. Yeah, we thank the management of Navkar for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking time out for interacting with the stakeholders. Before closing, sir, do you have any closing comments, sir, Anish sir?
So thank you so much to each and every participant. I can say that company will be in a positive growth again. Once we'll be considering all the debt repositions and we'll pay the debt, then after we'll come up with the new plans and new updates with the market. That is for sure. Company is trying to moving again with the same level of profitability and same level of business in next 2-3 years.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.